You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for
He is good. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth from relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Talking about perspective, Ashley, can you pull up Philippians 2:9? And while we're sort of like recapping, what happened on Thursday night? Who wants to share? Wait a minute. Yeah, Thursday night. Anything stood out to you in Thursday night service about perspective? I got one here. One in the back. Keep your hand up, of course. Thank you. You got one behind you there. So we have a conversational church. So if you got a question or a statement about something, just raise your hand and a mic person to come to you. That way you are heard all over the international internet. Jasmine?
You showed us a video of an interesting situation you encountered at work and how you were able to remain calm, and that was your perspective, but most of our perspective was we wanted to go off on that person.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah, so pretty much the video, and some people were shocked about it and scared about it.
Okay.
And then some people got the opportunity to see how good that our Jesus can be and walk into certain territories and tear things down.
Okay.
So either you can be scared about it and not ever face it, or you can be, wow, I can have this authority with Jesus and go in situations and tear it down.
Okay, okay. You can be scared about it or take your authority. Okay. Got one behind.
What stood out to me was freedom lasts as long as you want. I'm as free as I want to be.
Glory to God. What does that mean to you, Candace?
It's
because at this church, I don't just teach so that you get information, data. I teach so that you will walk in the data that you receive. Okay?
So there's a special person in my life, and that special person likes to figure out, or not maybe not figuring it out, that's just how they are.
Okay.
They are. They don't help to make me feel special when it's time for, like, my birthday.
Okay, okay.
I asked for this, okay. And they said, well, we're going to add this.
Okay.
So you asked me what I wanted for my celebration,
okay. But
you keep asking. So now I have to make a decision
okay. Today
okay. About that. And because I want to stay free.
Okay.
I've built up boundaries
okay. Before
that.
Okay.
Now
okay.
I want to continue to stay
okay.
free.
So write this down. Anybody in those challenges, write this down. How you do some things is how you do everything. How you do some things. So if I'm telling you what I need and you give me what you think I need, you just told me how you process what I just shared. You follow me? Y'all follow me? So don't think that you're going to take this and you're going to change them. How they are when you date them is a good sign of how they will be when you marry them. I'm just telling you. Now, you know, you can rose-colored glasses. That's what we're talking about, perspective. I've done enough marriage counseling where when people step in, a lot of them talk about, well, they wasn't like that when we were dating. And then I do a recount. Y'all know what a recount is?
Yeah, yeah.
I just rewind the tape, and I say, okay, so let's go back for a couple of years. And you mean to tell me that you never saw any of that? Oh, yeah. So dating is a good way to measure where this is going. And if it's not dating, then it might be family situation. So you grew up with family. So is family still the same as when you grew up with them? Write this down. Frustration is little things over time. Frustration is little things over time. So where we get frustrated from is because we think that that situation is going to change. But if you've been doing the same thing for 15 years, let's go 40, let's go 60, why am I still allowing you to frustrate me if you've shown a difference in behavior? So I'm playing the part of being frustrated because I decided that maybe tomorrow they'll be different. Don't nobody hit nobody up in here. Come on, guys. If somebody's been late for 20 years, what make you think they're going to be on time today? I'm going to go in the restaurant and I'm going to order my meal. Okay? Now, if I've been eating with them for a while, then I'm going to go ahead and order their tea and water and whatever. But I'm telling the waitress, it's supposed to be two of us, but don't wait on them. Write this down. So why should I suffer for your incompetence? Thank you. That's the sword of the spirit, in case anybody wanted to know. Guys, why are you mad about something that you allow? I'm just asking a question. I need help. I mean, what's going on with that? I need understanding. Wayne, you got a question or a statement? Oh, okay. Wayne said, let's get out of here. Hold on a second. Let me stay there for a second.
I think for me, in the past, it's been
I didn't want them to be mad at me.
I appreciate the honor.
I didn't want, you know, to hurt their feelings, but I'm tired of being tired. I really yeah. am.
Yeah.
And I do have to. I have to open my mouth and I have to say something. Yeah. Even if they do decide that they don't want to be bothered with me or talk to me anymore, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So what we're talking about, if you just got came on to the service, you're talking about frustration as little things over time. And we continue to allow ourselves to be frustrated by something that we allow. So if we've been dealing with this person for 10 years and they still, what makes us think they're going to be the same, I mean, different tomorrow. Now, we can use our faith, but faith has the evidence, okay? So until I see you change, I'm still going on with life. Y'all ever dealt with somebody that's always late? How many of y'all got two cars? Most of you guys that in relationship or married, you got two cars. So if you know they late, you get in the car and you leave. Tell them where you're going. You know, now this is male and female, so I'm not, you know, going gender on nobody. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just going to use the word honey. I'm just giving an example, okay? I'm not talking about my honey. I'm just using an example because my wife won't die, okay? But, you know, you just say, honey, you know, I see that you're still getting ready and things like that. And so as a result of that, I'm going to go ahead and go. I'll see you at church or I'll see you at the movies. I have your seat, your popcorn, everything set up for you. And I'll see you there. Love you. Now, are they going to be excited about that? Raise your hand. You think you'd be excited if somebody tell you they leave. Okay? But unless the consequences are severe enough, we learn, write this down. You started it, Candace. Wayne, don't forget your question. We learn, it says Jesus. J-E-S-U-S, learned obedience through the things he suffered. So if Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered, are we Christians? Is Christ in us? So one of the things, he knew that he could call down legions from heaven. But he decided that he would suffer on the cross for us. Now you have all that power, all that ability, all that might. And you say, no, I'm going to suffer for us. So if he suffered for my frustration, why am I suffering for it a second time? When all I have to do is change my behavior, or change the way that I think, so that I can stop being frustrated. Guys, you can't get away from this. If loving you is hurting me, now Sharon, remember people got mad at me about this, so they'll just have to forgive me. If loving you is hurting me, then I have to change. What does that mean? I have to set new boundaries. I have to set new expectations. I might have to end a relationship. I might have to ask you to leave. But if he took my infirmities, bore my sickness, my disease, and everything that can go wrong for me, if he suffered for me, then the least I can do is stop suffering for myself. The least I can do, Shay. How long? Now, this is a hard one. Y'all ready for this? This is uppercut. Some of you suffering and you're not even married. See, you took a vow in marriage that you said, to death do us part, in sickness and in health, in abundance and in lack. So that's a covenant. You said you would do your part even if they didn't do theirs. But the scripture also says that if the unbelieving, that means the person who wants to leave, God, you did your part. Save your hate mail, save your emails. Talk about it. It's just real. When will you begin to enjoy the life that he suffered for, paid for? Because see, the whole thing about being blessed is thanking God for where you're at. That's how the bread was multiplied when there was what appeared not to be enough provision out in the wilderness. And the prophet said, hey, look, you know, we got to go get some food. He said, what do you have? What do you have? We're going to start with what you have. See, we're looking for a new job, and we haven't thanked for this job. We believe for another car and we thanked them and took care of this car. We want a better relationship, but we haven't thanked them for what he taught us in this relationship. We want some more clothes, but we won't even wash the clothes we got. They not hung up. They thrown on the floor. We want better health, but we haven't taken care of the health we got. I'm just talking about perspective. Amen? Amen? Just take a different turn, Megan, but it's still about perspective. How long are you going to allow yourself to be frustrated? If I'm not making enough money, time, and start looking for a job. You follow me? If you're not satisfied with the relationship, we pay for everything else, but we won't pay to go to a workshop to help us be a better husband or a better wife. Single people, you read everything else, read something about relationships, where they start with God. You're not supposed to go out looking for him. He's supposed to be looking for you. So the relationship is already jacked up when you're going to get him. You are the order. Don't look at me like that, Monica. I'm going to get me a man. The man supposed to come after you. Now, unless I'm reading the Bible wrong, because it said Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He knows it's 2019, right? Yeah. Did he change that part? Let me check your Bible and see whether he changed that part. Nope. So I'm out of order when I'm going looking for a man. I'm so busy. You as a female, you're so busy living life that when he come, he got to get your attention. Because it's like, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. I'm worshiping my God. I'm serving my God. I'm prospering. Got my own house. Got my own car. Got my own life. And let's see, can I fit you in? I ran out to Curly. Curly wouldn't put no classes aside. She was there for college to get an education. I was there to get a girl. Want to spend time with Curly? I got to go to the library. Some of y'all heard this story, but it's worth repeating. She did not set her schedule aside for me. I had schedule aside for her. I followed her around. The only thing I went was McDonald's. Wendy's? No, they didn't have Wendy's at the time. Whopper. Oh, what's the Whopper? Burger King and McDonald's, because that was close to campus, and the library, and church on Sunday. What's church on Sunday? Church is when Sunday was when you partied all night on Saturday. She ain't partied. Whole time we was together, she went to one party. I know she had her books in the bag. I know she had her books in the bag. Dance, then look at a book. One time. By the time, I fell in love with her. Follow me? But it was on her terms. I don't know how I got over that, but y'all need to hear it. Amen? We're talking about frustration. Okay? So I knew what I was getting when I got her. I knew. She didn't try to change me. I tried to change her. It didn't work. Then we found Jesus. And Jesus changed us both. Amen? See how that worked? You got a complaint, take it to Jesus. All right, Wayne, you hear something, then Sharon, you got something? Oh, Ashley.
Is Wayne first?
He going to change something.
Okay, sure. So I was going to say some people stay in frustrating situations because you want the person to love you so much that they see you frustrated and they just change.
Okay. How many did that work for? How many did that work for you guys? They saw you were so frustrated that you changed. I'm not seeing hands on that one. No. I'm just saying. I'm just backing you up. I'm just saying that don't work. Amen.
No,
Wayne, what you got?
No, you asked us what got from that.
Okay. Thanks for holding on to that. Stay focused.
And I'll say that a lot of times you have to speak to the spirit in that person.
Okay.
Or their situation, whether they're directly to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if they're mentally ill, they still got a spirit. Follow me. I don't have to speak to a paranoid schizophrenic. I speak to the spirit that's operating in the spirit of the person. When I get to the person, which is their spirit, paranoid schizophrenic has to bow to his name. You follow me? So you don't waste your time speaking to the mental illness. Spend your time speaking to the spirit. That's the real them. Amen? Ed, statement? Jasmine? Ed?
How did you know that she wasn't talking about her mama or a family member? That's what I want to know.
That's why I took a long range. She worded it to me. Okay? And I got adjustments for every word that you bring up in him. Go ahead, Ed.
Well, going back to Thursday, uh-huh. but it also, you pulled it in earlier when you said what you allow continues.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's
real.
Real.
But guys, check this out. Curly and I was talking about it this morning. This is why I say for those who serve in ministry, never try to duplicate what was done before. If God used one way before, you still need to ask him which way he wants to do it this time. And Curly and I was talking about it this morning, David, about how he conquered Goliath. The next battle he went into, he got to ask God, how do you want to do it this way, this time? So never try to repeat what you did before. So if you lay hands right here, bam, on Shay, well, next time he might tell you to touch his shoulder. Next time he might tell you to speak to him. Next time he might say prayer line. You follow me? Because he's not in a box. He created the box. Then he tore the box open. Then he decided to make another box. Then he said he'll make a circle. You follow me? So God does what he do. So we just got to follow him and not rely on, well, after three songs and one hand raised, the anointing falls. You follow me? The anointing falls when he won his vote. Okay? Amen? All right, so let's talk about, thank you. All right? Y'all relationships now? Yeah, women, y'all going to stop chasing the man? That was real weak, boy. That was real weak on that one. That was real weak. Do you think I made an impact? No. Okay. No impact. Okay, all right, so let's look at it. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. Wherefore, if God also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So if his name is above every name, then at the name of Jesus, can you hit one more? That at the name of Jesus, every knee, situation, circumstance, frustration, anger, disappointment, sickness, disease shall bow. Of things in heaven. So how I get things in heaven is by calling on the name of Jesus. And things in the earth and things under the earth. So see, when you call the name of Jesus, you're going in through three spheres. Heaven, earth, and hell. There's nothing left, guys. Follow me? So his name is above every name. I just know everything that I teach, I might teach you a technique, but it's grafted in the name of Jesus. It's not my ability that's getting done. It's his ability. Okay? All right, so y'all ready? All right, now that's beginning of service. All right, let's go to the first part. Because I got an image for y'all. We were talking about three steps to changing our perspective. Some of you guys already got your hand that we did where we took it to the Word and then allowed God to take it. How many raise your hand if you're at a good place? Okay. And he showed you some mighty things. Okay. So I might be finished today, but I'm going to make sure you understand the three steps. So you do it when we get to another. You ready? Okay. Okay. Get me to the place of David and Goliath. I think it's the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit's perspective. Use words to our advantage. We talked about that. Forgive those, including ourselves, that contributed to our perspective. And we're on the third one. Ask Holy Spirit, what is his perspective of this situation? Anybody want to share how you ask the Holy Spirit for his perspective? Okay, Nicole? Might come in your way.
So mine was trust.
Okay.
And this week, I had an appointment to meet with someone who has been in the cleaning field for 30 years.
Okay.
And I asked him specifically for a coaching session. So I expected to pay for the time. Okay. I wanted to make sure he knew that I wasn't trying to just glean free. So he gave me the price, and I was a little bit surprised. Like, oh, Lord, here we go. Okay. And I was wrestling with canceling, and I believe I heard the Holy Spirit said, just go. Okay. So I went, paid the money, got instead of an hour, I got 3 hours. And he sent me a text the next day. And he said, thank you for trusting me to come give you the wisdom. And it just stood out to me. Like, okay. That's the one thing that I've been really struggling with.
Wow, so. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, any other client you ever dealt with said that to you? Okay. She said no. Who else? Had a perspective of something, and the Holy Spirit came in and showed you a different perspective. Okay, Ed?
I'm in the process of moving into retirement.
Okay.
And so I had moved away from my daily responsibilities and found that it's taken 4 people to replace me.
Okay.
And then I had a meeting with my partner, and his perspective had changed.
Okay.
So that he was listening to some things that I had, was seeing and that I had spoken to him about or tried to.
Okay, tried to.
That
okay.
weren't heard. Okay. And we sat and talked for almost 2 hours, okay. And it was, you know, it was different.
Okay.
But it was good.
Okay.
It was good. So now we can move forward.
Okay.
But I had, my perspective was to, okay, this is the way it is. I'm just going to back off and let it happen. And I went fighting, and Sharon said, just let it happen. Okay. That's, my good thing was just telling me to calm down and back off. And, and I have been doing that, and now things have changed.
Okay.
So the perspective changed.
Changes. Okay. Thanks for sharing. Hey, guys, so yeah, give me a dark light on this one. Give me a little dark. Hey, guys, what are you looking at? What's your perspective of this? So this is David. You got a tape measure? So just want to let you know, this is Goliath. Say Goliath. Now, this shield right here was so big, Goliath had somebody that just carried that. You follow me? So I came over here, Top Gun over here for a second. And I went, Goliath was 9 feet and 9 inches. So can one of y'all help my man with the ruler? See whether we can get 9 feet. Let's see, can we put it up this way? You know, put it against the wall or something. Like going up the wall. Can it go? Nine feet? Okay. All right, so it won't even go. Can't get 9 feet in here. So he was 9, go as high as you go, and then how much is that, Ed? Nine feet, 9 inches. So as high as we can go is what?
Eight and a half.
So how tall is Shaquille O'Neal? Anybody know? I know you got some Laker fans. Huh? 7 feet. So Goliath is 9 feet, 9 inches. So that's taller than this from the ceiling to the floor. They said David is nothing but a youth, young man. So I got a question for you. I want you to go flesh. Say flesh. Flesh. Pastor's going to let us go flesh. But then they're going to snap us in the spirit. We'll have to make sure we know we're going in the spirit. So what's your perspective from a flesh perspective when you see something that big coming at you? Okay. All right, somebody said run. I'm going to holler it out. Whoa. 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 Okay. Huh? He going to crush me? Okay, you can't say it in church? Okay. Can't hear you. He's not prepared? Fear? You think a little fear, big fear? A lot of fear. Okay. Okay. Go ahead. What else? Dan? Okay, a good run is better than a bad stand. This guy's. Oh, who? Oh yeah, because he thinks it's an easy kill. Okay. So his perspective was this is an easy kill. But I guess he forgot to see that stone that's coming at him. So what's coming at you like? What's coming at you that's 10 feet tall? You can give me lights now. Thank you. What's coming at you that big? I just showed you Philippians 2:9. that God's name, Jesus' name, is above every name. The name of Jesus, Goliath got to fall. So what's coming at you that fast? Coming so fast that he don't see the rock. Jesus. Old Testament is a shadow of the New Testament. In the New Testament, we don't have to throw the rock. Because we got the rock on the inside of us when we say at the name of Jesus, everything has to bow. That's the difference. Thursday night, I had the flu. I had flu symptoms that were very strong. That's why, Ed, when you say you got a minute, I said, no, because I got to get to that car and lay down. But see, I used the name of Jesus. I had to leave work early on Thursday, Megan. About 2 o'clock, I stayed as long as I could. Because healed people show up for work. See, you call things that be not as though they already exist. David already told us what he was going to do to Goliath. The same way I told my body, look, this is what's going to happen. See, you don't have to wonder about what attack you're coming under or what attack is coming your way. Not under, because we over everything in the name of Jesus. I just shared with y'all last week, last Sunday, about flu season and all that kind of stuff. So the enemy said, tell you what we're going to do. Goliath said, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get him sick. So somebody else will have to take his place. On Thursday, because he just said what it wasn't. You follow me? I'm in the bed. I got my sweatpants on. How y'all know you got to sweat it out? I'm talking in the name of Jesus. I speak to my body. I command my body to operate in line with God's word, which is perfection. Flu has no right nor authority to operate in me. Temperature, you got to die. You don't have no right to be here. The only thing that's in my blood is Jesus' blood. So as a result of that, I walk in my healing. So y'all saw us, whoever was at the door saw Curl and I come through the door real fast. Because like I laid in bed as long as I could. Put the clothes on. Sit in this chair. I'm going to deliver that word. And then I'm going to jump in that car. So it's like, okay, I get away from people. Let me lay down. Next morning, I woke up looking good. Curl was like, yeah, you looking better. Go back to bed. You got to do what you got to do. But you standing in on his word as you're going through what you're going through. Ask yourself, write this down. Whatever, let me say it first, and then you short-circuit it. I mean, you short-hand it. Whatever situation you're going through, you have to make a decision. What can I do if I believed God? So if I believe God about my finances, then I'm going to bill. If I believe God for a job, then I'm going to apply for one. If I'm believing for my healing, what does healing look like? Healing looks like I would be at church and I would be ministering the word. Follow me? So I'm so healed that I'm going cycling after church. I mean, of course, after Financial Peace University. Because I want any security to come in. Follow me? That's what healed people do. They do what they were doing and better. But use wisdom. Now, I took Theraflu. Nasty stuff, nasty. I think you get better from it because it's so nasty. But the secret is you just got to drink it fast. You like it. You follow me? And I stayed in bed. I rest, orange juice, chili. What else, baby? Chicken wings. Well, hot sauce. You know, hot sauce helps sweat it out. You see how that worked? See how that worked? Y'all got me? So what is it that you need to do, the one step you need to take or two steps or three steps, that while you're believing for something, what do you need to do? So we're planning to go to the sound workshop. Heal people show up. Follow me? You got to do something. Okay? All right, so let me show you about Holy Spirit's perspective. Then we're looking at Goliath. Y'all talked about Goliath. We talked about him a little bit. Goliath versus David. Now, on the left side is Goliath. This is Goliath's perspective of what's about to take place. Goliath is a champion. We know he's a champion because the whole Philistine army, Israel's army, they was afraid of this guy. And then we read later on about when David when Saul hears about the fact that David is going to go and take on Goliath, Saul tells David, "You don't understand, Teresa. He is a champion since birth. He was trained to fight, to kill, to destroy." All right? So David, shepherd. So all David watching is a sheep. Okay? He's young. David, that's all he's doing. It said that David is a young man. So David was the youngest of all the eight children. So we got 9 feet, 9 inches, and we got a shepherd boy. We got a guy that's so powerful that he has so big that he has to have people carry his stuff. 9 feet, 9 inches, just round it off, 10. He's just a young man. Let's say a Devlin size, young man. Body armor, brass. Y'all know brass is heavy. Who said heavy? Ed. Brass is heavy. Let's see what David. Now, this is Goliath's perspective. I got a body armor of brass. David's perspective. I got regular clothes. They didn't have what is shopping places, Nicole? I know you shop a lot. Oh. Okay, yeah. What? Okay. Gap, all them people. Okay, who else? Sharon, I know you're shopping to rest. Dillard. See, he didn't have on Dillard clothes. Now check this out. This guy's so tough, he got a sword, a spear, and a javelin. There's a Kevlar. Let's see what David got. A sling and 5 stones. What Goliath didn't know was those 5 stones were a foreshadow of the name of Jesus. Remember we said he's the rock? So Goliath had some brothers. David said, I get 4 more stones in case the brothers act up. I'm going to take Goliath off first, and if the other 4 brothers act up, I got enough stones to take them on. I'm just telling y'all about David's perspective. So guys, put yourself in David's shoes. Goliath came in itself. So what do you think David came in? In the name of the Lord. So Goliath talked about what he was going to do. Everything that David said was talking about the fact that he has a covenant. Covenant means, the covenant was so strong, guys, that this pastor speaking. Because see, we have a covenant with God. God does the miraculous. Even if David had thrown that rock and the rock had gone in the wrong direction, God would have made it boomerang and come around, bam, and hit him in the back of the head. But David knew that Goliath was going down because he had a covenant. Nobody, not even King Saul, could understand why in the world would this young man not take my armor. Because Saul called David in. He said, look, you need to come in. You know, my people are talking about your people, talking about you. And so what I want you to do is I want you to try this armor on. Because how many of y'all know the king had the best armor there was? He had Kevlar before Kevlar was out here. But, you know, you could tell he was sagging because he used to his booty shorts. I mean, you know, he used to the regular stuff, right? He just used to the Gap stuff, the clothes. V, I'm talking to you now, right? So he tells the king. The king could have got David killed because David said, no, this haven't been proven. Y'all keep asking me, how come you still teach the same way? That it's the words, it's about your thoughts, and it's about forgiveness. Because they have been proven in my life. That other stuff hadn't been proven. That you can do it another way. Self-talk has been proven in my life because I can find that in Scripture. But any other stuff, I'm 60 years old and I'm not interested in losing. I want to do what works, what's guaranteed, and it's the name of Jesus. It's replacing your thoughts when your thoughts are jacked up. It's forgiving people when you know you need to forgive them. I want to use tithing works. We came out of financial difficulty through tithing. So I'm not interested in get-rich-quick scheme. I'm interested in doing what God told us to do with the money. He said, sow in this area, we sow. He said, get out of that area, we sow. So see, if you do what I've learned through Jesus at an early age, how much further along will you be? You follow me? So he came in the name of the Lord. Goliath, bully, taunted them for 40 days. It says that he taunted them morning, noon, and evening, and night. Your bill collector's trying to do that with you, taunting. You scared to answer the phone? Scared to look at the phone? Your relationship, taunting. The things that God called us to do. But it's taunting us. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not bright enough. You're not the right color. You're not the right nationality. You don't have enough money. You came from the wrong sides of the track. You don't have enough education. Look at that. The covenant. The covenant says, David told Goliath, no, this is what's going to happen. It's going to stop here today. We're not playing. We're not carrying this on tomorrow. Let's just say you won't be taunting about it tomorrow after I come after you. When you pick up the phone. Remember one time I told you, picked up the phone with the creditor? Hey, what you want? I've been running from you. I told the creditor. I said, I've been running from you. But I'm not running no more. How much is enough? I made a mistake. I messed up. But I'm talking to you now. Later, hung up on me. Like, oh, did I get the wrong number? So I sent a letter out there, like the phone call. I don't know who he was, but I'm not going to talk to him no more. Yes, sir. Answer the phone. Write this down. Answer the calling. God is not expecting you to do the calling. He expects you to answer the call so his anointing and covenant can take you through the next place. Because we can be so prideful that we think we got to do it in us. We just need to do it in him. So when he calls, answer. Say, Lord, I've been wrong. See, I got 25 years that he's going to accelerate for me in ministry. Because I ran for 25 years. He wasn't mad at me. He just said, thank God you're doing it, brother. Because he loved me when I didn't answer the call. He loved me when I did. But answering the call was better for me than not answering. Amen? Okay, let me keep on going. Warrior from birth, I told y'all about that. No experience. See, that's what you got to think about on job, Jay. You don't have to have experience in certain areas because the anointing is going to show a different side. When that human resource person talks to you, God's going to allow what you say to them to be turned into what they need to hear. You follow me? I'm just talking to you guys. But, you know, Goliath killed a whole lot of folks. David said a bear and a lion. Don't that look to you? But what did he kill the lion with, man? Did he hit him with the slingshot? Did he hit him? We don't know. David just said, I ran after him. The nerve of a lion to grab one of my lambs. Remember how I got irate a few weeks ago? You just go after. They just went after. He said, I figured out when to get there. Because he knew he had a covenant. So he knew that he was going to walk away and the bear was going to be dead. He knew the lion was going to be dead. Y'all know how long those paws are on them tips? Okay, all right, let me keep going. Wow, I just saw that. David ran after the lion and the bear. I mean, that's what the scripture say. He ran after him. Say, wait a minute. Wait, hold up. He might have thought about it for a second. Wait a minute. Who are you to think you can do this? Ooh, he was faithful in that which God, his father had given him. Because he wouldn't go back to his father and say, think about that. The nerve, the father, David said, I'm in charge of these sheep. And if he gave me 20 of them, I'm going to make sure at the end of the day, those 20 sheep are still there. So he said he would rather go and risk his life because he had been put in a position of authority than to turn around and walk away from that. I'd rather go ahead and risk my life to do what I've been called to do than to back down because of situations and circumstance and adversity that might come up. Receive it. So Goliath said, I'm going to feed you to the birds and the animals. Okay? David said, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do better. I'm going to strike you down, and I'm going to cut off your head. Now, that's what I'm talking about, calling things to be not as though they were. Now, what did we say David had? Sling, slingshot, and five stones. How he going to cut somebody's head off? But see, you got to call the situation to be not as though it already was. Because David had a covenant, he already made a decision. I don't know how I'm going to cut his head off, but I need to let him know how bad this is going to get for him. You follow me? Okay? Just listen. Goliath said, I'm tired of talking, I'm going to move in. But this is what the Bible said about David. It said David ran quickly to Goliath. Now, Goliath moving like this. David like this. He said, let's get this over with. Huh? Right? Just like when I called a bill collector. Let's get this over with. Because God, every time the phone rings, he's shrieking up. David said, let's get this thing over with. Goliath saw David as easy kill. And David said, this will be over in a moment. One stone. Because he didn't plan on missing. Because remember what I said about the anointing and the covenant? The covenant would take that stone and take it wherever it needed to go. Oh, David lied about the outcome. The same way that Satan is a master liar. He's been lying to us about what we could and couldn't do. You're not smart enough. You're not bright enough. You stutter. You're going to make a mistake. You can't say this. You don't know this. Who's going to give you a house? Who's going to give you a loan? Who's going to give you a car? How are you going to pay it back? You can't tithe. The devil's lying about the outcome. Same way that Goliath was lying about the outcome. David kept his word. So after he took Goliath out, stone in the middle of the head, Goliath out, just like he said. He said, I'm going to knock you down. I'm going to bring, what do you say? Easy kill. Cut off your head. I'm going to strike you down and I'm going to cut off your head. So Goliath is dead. David goes and grabs Goliath's sword. So say, God will provide. Now, if Goliath had to have a man to carry his shield, do you know how heavy his sword must have been? So David is doing like this with his sword. And he's just like, whoop. Cuts his head off. But as a trophy, David took the head with him everywhere he went. What's your trophy you carrying around? What's your trophy you carrying around? What's your trophy? Because you need a trophy. So can you imagine how Goliath's head was? David walking around with the head. Going to the store with the head. Looking at the Super Bowl with the head. He's not letting the head go, though. He got popcorn over here, but he's not letting the head go. You need a trophy. The trophy says that God raised me up, then I'm healed. So how did I know that I could overcome the flu into it? Because I overcame sickness before. How did I overcome lack? Because I've overcome lack before. How did I know that I could overcome pain? Because I've overcome pain before. How did I know God would deliver both my daughters? It's because he's delivered me. The trophy is what he's done for you before. And you can update that resume anytime about what he's done for you before. And then you just remind yourself, wow, he did that before. I have a covenant with him. You have a covenant with him. Remind when that Goliath come at you, you throw in his face. All the things that God did for you before. Shay got a job because God did it before. Shay got a car because God did it before. You know, I picked that up on Thursday. Thursday, I'm going to talk about God's perspective of man and God. The man got some ideas about God. Amen? So I'm going to finish this up on Thursday. Nicole, unless the Holy Spirit tell me different, I'm going to talk about risk. You can't grow without risking. See, we don't risk blindly. We risk in faith. We find a promise for it. He called us to it. We talk to him about it, and then we step in it. Amen? To the outside world, David took a risk because he hid 5 stones. Only killed a bear and a lion. I think it's pretty good. So, guys, let me show this real briefly, and then we'll close. As Carol and I was eating yesterday, coming from the sound industry, you know we had to stop somewhere and get some meat. My new place is Red Salt. Okay. They got some serious. So we're talking about words, and all of a sudden Jazz said, Daddy, I got to tell you something. Because remember, I shared with y'all as a little girl, we taught anybody in the house can correct the words that we speak. Okay? So Jazz said, Dad, we got to stop saying closing confession. Because that means the church is closing. Isn't that powerful? That thing was powerful. It stopped me in my tracks. So I said, what you say? You know, I ain't say it like, you know, disrespectful. I'm like, what did you say? Man, if Jesus' word said that you can have what you say. So we're going to change that. We're just going to say confession. Or sowing confession. Some kind of confession. Because you guys been in agreement. And he said, if one agree, put 1,000 to flight. 2 agree, put 10,000 to flight. You follow me? So we're just going to do our confession. Is that good? So I just like to, I like to acknowledge when I miss it. So I missed it. Thank you, Jasmine. What's you, okay. All right. So we're just going to say confession. All right. I stir up the gift that is within my faith. I'm stirring up the power that is within me. I'm stirring up myself and running fear, procrastination, and every hindering spirit out of my personal and business affairs. I am ruled by my spirit. I tell my mind what to think and my body what to do. For I am a master of my emotions. I'm a person of immediate action. I am steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. These goals are my passion. I pursue them with enthusiasm and relentless determination. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. My loins are girded about with truth. I have on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, wherewith I quench every fiery dart of the wicked. And nothing shall by any means hurt me. No sickness, disease, incidents, or accidents can come nigh my dwelling. If I drink of any deadly thing, it will not hurt me. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh my dwelling. I came to win. In Jesus' name, amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.